Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 109 for Wednesday, October 21st. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Wednesday morning, following gains in U.S. soy oil and receiving a boost from the Canadian currency. Canola was anywhere from $3 to $5 higher, with the November contract up $3.40 at $474.90 per ton. The Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more desirable to domestic crushers and foreign buyers. Malaysian palm oil futures surged to a two-week high, which was bullish for canola. European rapeseed futures were also stronger, as were soybeans. Canola is holding above key support levels on the price chart, and traders appear leery of breaking below that. However, the advancing U.S. soybean harvest was bearish for canola, as it is putting more supplies on the market. Canola is locked in a sideways trading range, with increased resistance likely moving forward. Canola faces stiff competition from other vegetable oils. In the U.S., soybeans were up 5 to 7 cents, with the most active November contract checking in at $9.03 a bushel. Good demand lifted values higher. In particular, China has stepped up to the plate, which has alleviated a lot of nervousness regarding their economic growth. Some traders didn't think they were going to be buying a lot this year. Dry weather in Brazil was also bullish for prices, as the soybean crop there isn't off to a great start. Corn was mixed, with the December contract up 2 cents to come in at $3.78 per bushel. The more deferred corn contracts moved lower as the U.S. harvest advanced across the Western Corn Belt. Many farmers are reporting better than expected yields. Farmer selling has still been slow, though. China's imports of dried distillers' grains were moving higher. U.S. wheat is 2 to 3 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $4.94 a bushel. There is more talk that production in Australia and Ukraine will be lower due to excess dryness in those countries. Forecasts calling for rain in the U.S. southern plains are expected to help the winter wheat crop there. Crop watchers say a large amount of rain will be needed, though, as the ground in the U.S. southern plains is quite dry. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, October 21st. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.